Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
So, despite significant regulatory changes made in recent years, we're still being bombarded by telemarketers. They inundate us, they contact us, they phone us all the time. How do they get away with this? What is the way forward? Why are there not more stringent restrictions and controls implemented? So we're going to be chatting now to Roy Bregman, the owner of Bregman's Attorneys, and we're going to get some insight into this. Good afternoon, Roy.
Hi there.
Hello, Roy. How are you this afternoon? You can tell me cold. I know it's cold.
I'm good, thank you, and you?
Very well, thank you. So Roy, the thing with the telemarketers, the Poppy Act, et cetera, why are they still inundating us? Why are they still calling us?
Well, people phone me every day, and I say to them, I don't know why you're phoning me. You have no right to do so. You're in breach of the Poppy Act, and you're subject to huge fines, and nobody ever responds. And then I thought I'd research the position, and in fact, Section 69 of the Act deals with processing personal information without your consent. In terms of the Act, you have to consent to direct marketing using any form of electronic communication. So that's the key word, electronic communication. It mentions automatic calling machines, so a machine that can do automated calls without human intervention. Fax machines, such as they may exist, SMSs. So those are forms of electronic communication, which is something that's transmitted over electronic communications networks, stored in the network, in my equipment, such as a text, a voice, a sound, an image, something like that. But the section doesn't explicitly include phone marketing in its definition of unsolicited electronic communication. So a telephone is not an electronic communication device. So regrettably, telemarketers can call you and ask, and then they can ask you to consent to the call and the sales pitch. If you object, which I normally do, I just put on the phone. But if you say to them, I object to your calling me, and you may not call me again, because if you do, then you're in breach of the provisions of Section 69 of POPI. And it's quite interesting because Section 109 permits the information regulator to impose fines as high as 10 million rand, so that you would think that would be
a deterrent,
an incentive not to call. But unfortunately, there's a gap, and until the law changes or a court hears it and says it's wrong, people can call you. But you don't have to. I mean, I block the calls, and I put down the phone.
Yeah, you do.
So unfortunately. Yeah, the Poppy doesn't
cover that. It's so weird. So phone marketing is still legal per se. It's still legal as long as they get your permission. I mean, but I get so many of these calls, Roy, every day, and no one says to me, "Do you object?" You know, or is there a problem? They just start blurring on whatever it is. So,
Sorry, let me correct you there. They don't need your permission. In terms of the Act, they don't need your permission to call you, which is regrettable. But if they do call you and you say to them, "I don't want you to call me again. I object to this call." If they do, then it becomes a breach of the Act.
So only if you say object.
The information regulator, yes. You can't stop them from phoning you. But the other problem is that the information regulator, it's a newly formed body, obviously underfunded and understaffed, and probably don't quite know what to do. And I don't know what effect there would be if you complained. I suppose there would be some sort of follow-up. But I wouldn't hold my breath and I wouldn't waste my time.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the problem, Roy, being in that we all hoped that telemarketers, those calls would stop and we could answer our calls, you know, when someone calls in, answer it, not being fearful about it's going to be a pre-recorded message or a telemarketer or something. And now we're back to that point where phone rings and you go, oh, no, I just don't want to answer it. So a lot of real calls we're not answering. And What is the way forward? I mean, do you think that more stringent restrictions are going to be imposed?
I don't know. You know, when you say hello and then an automated...
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Now, that in fact is an electronic form of communication, right. And that is an offence. So you could listen to the call and then report it to the information regulator, which is crazy because if somebody then, if it's a human that makes the call, that's not an offence. So I don't know what to say. It's a gap that somebody needs to close so that we're not inundated with unsolicited calls.
Because it does seem to be getting worse. I must admit, when I think back now the last few weeks, definitely every day I get a few of these calls, and they're definitely increasing. And obviously these telemarketers or the companies they've seen the gap, and they're pushing it, which is a big concern.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
I mean, it's so frustrating. And I mean, the POPI Act itself, one would think that the protection around the personal information, whatever, and processing of it and things, that this would have been thought of, and or someone by now would have done something about this. Because when did the POPI Act come into play?
It was a couple of years ago. It took years to be implemented.
Yeah, I mean,
it's very recent.
It's very recent. And the thing is that you would think by now someone would be doing something. Or I just hope that, Roy, somebody does, you know, that somebody gets to the grit of this and resolves this, because it is so frustrating. And I think it just annoys us. We seem to take out our frustrations on these poor telemarketers and slam the phone down. And I think that must be one of the toughest jobs in the world. Huh?
Well, I think they've got thick skins, and I think they work on a percentage. If I make 100 calls and one person bites, I'm doing well.
You know,
if you're unemployed and you're earning commission, you have to have a thick skin.
Yeah, absolutely.
But interestingly, yesterday I was just looking at a website of a newly formed company that sells insurance instead of medical aid. I won't name the company. And I was just on their website, and within an hour, I had a text message, an SMS, totally unsolicited, saying, "Are you paying too much for your medical aid? Mm. Click here for more information." Now that, I never gave them permission. That is a form of electronic communication, and that's a 10 million rand fine in the making. So until somebody does something about it and reports it, and I couldn't be bothered, but I suppose as a good citizen I should, they're going to just carry on doing it. And this is obviously a Google or whatever site I was on. These people were paying Google for my information.
It's a huge concern, this, I must admit. Mm. And I just hope that something does come of this and it is resolved soon. And Roy Bregman, Director at Bregman Moodley Attorneys, thank you so much for your time. And thank you for just giving us more insight into telemarketers and the POPI Act.
I didn't solve the problem.
No, you didn't. Well, I think that. We're all aware of it, and I think it's a problem. And hopefully it will be resolved shortly. That's all we can hope for at this stage.
Hopefully, indeed.
Thank you so much, Roy, and have a good evening.